It's March 3rd, and I'm calling you now. We have left the Shira camp, and I'm calling you from over 14,000 feet, up against the glaciers, the southern glaciers coming off of Kibo, the main summit of Kilimanjaro. We're going to attempt to climb in a few days. We're in a surreal setting here. There's giant volcanic rocks strewn all about, and it's a very dry landscape, and there's misting fog and clouds everywhere. It often gets compared to a moonscape, and that's very much what I guess it would look like if you could be here with us and see it as well. We have begun to, the people that I'm looking at in this Climb for Cure team around me have begun to look like they're climbing at altitude. It's quite cool up here today as we're hiking along. Lori described it as feeling lightheaded. We are definitely climbing into the higher realms where our bodies are taxed, and we're taking it one step at a time. We had talked earlier in the trip about a climb such as this is about the perseverance we have, the goals we set in our conditioning, but it's also about humility and patience. And a climb like this is something you take one step at a time, one day at a time. You have faith in yourself when you have less strength and you're not feeling so good physically. You stick with it, then it comes around. You take care of yourself. We take care of one another. We all have different times when we're feeling better and worse. But this climb like this plays out over the days. It takes determination and, as I said, patience and humility. Those songs you heard yesterday that we sent back was, we had a little get-together finally with all our staff, as I mentioned. Just to give you some background on that, the whole idea came up only on the second day when I heard Paul and a few others already enthusiastically singing some of the Swahili songs they had heard the staff singing. And I told those guys, I said, that's great, but, you know, I'd like to let people back home hear those songs, and we'll get the guys together and do it as long as you won't sing. And I think you can tell from those beautiful voices that Paul and the others were in the background enjoying it, but we let them take the lead with the musical abilities at that time. I ought to describe that scene to you as well. When we got all those guys together, we presented them Climb for Cure hats. And I tried to describe to them some of what this climb's about. I've done this mountain 28 times with various of these guys, many of them over and over again with the groups I brought here. But I wanted to explain what was special about this group, and I explained that ALS is a terrible disease that takes people from strong people, from often the prime of their life, and in a short time takes control from them physically and takes them from their loved ones. And I described that we were here to honor memory of those we had lost to this disease and to promote learning about how to cure this disease. And I turned around and saw the tears running down the faces of all the group, and later all the guys came around, the Chaga guys, and it was clear that many of them were very emotional as well. So there's a lot of great camaraderie and spirit here about climbing the mountain and about the cause that we're all up here for. Good omens abound. I can't tell you how that struck me on this trip. Right after I gave that little talk to those guys, the clouds parted, and we had not seen Kibo up to that point on that day. And the beautiful glaciers, those giant walls of ice coming right down from the summit, crater rim, became very clear to us as we looked up. It added to the emotion and the power of the moment. And I haven't mentioned it yet, but when we drove out the other day from Arusha, we turned up and drove through the banana fields into the village of Machami, and a very unusual thing happened. You almost never see the mountain on this side through the clouds that circle the cloud forest there. But that day, I actually saw for the first time ever a full view of Kibo and the glaciers right from the banana trees of Machami. To me, it was another good omen for this group. We've sent back some photos that I hope you'll see soon. with luck, we'll be able to get them up over the internet soon, and you can add to add those to these accounts we're sending to you. But know this team is happy, challenged, determined, and the scenery is beautiful. The people are great from both Tanzania and Canada that's making this trip happen. We'll keep you posted every day as we continue on and get prepared for our summit attempt on Saturday, the 6th of March.